Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. So, it's been a warm week.
It has been toasty.
Love it? Hate it? Too hot for you? Humidity?
I've been at a baseball game the past two nights. Mm-hmm. Two nights ago, it was roasting hot. Like, even just sitting there, very warm, whether or not you're in the shade. Last night, super comfortable, even though it was still, I think, high 80s. Beautiful evening last night. Yesterday was good. The day before, a little too thick for me.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Still playing.
No, start playing. It's a brand new game. Two guesses in.
But if you look back, we've now been playing for what, how long? A year and a half? A year and a half.
Yeah. Three games. Uh-huh. Last one abruptly ended, and then we started a new game. Two guesses. This would be the third guess. Dead guy in envelope, which is now in a keyed box. Jen doesn't know the name in the envelope, which sure I'm getting. We're getting a lot of DMs very disturbed that I'm the only person that knows the name of the envelope.
I mean,
personal DMs on various platforms. Like, wait a minute here. And then also, and there's also another actually very, very good concern that we should get to after we get our guest. But we need a guest today. Time for a guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning. It's the Jen and Tim Show.
I want a guest.
Yes, we need your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. This would only be the third guest. It's a brand new game.
All right, I'm going to start off right. I'm going to guess Eric Carmen.
That's a great Clevelandy guess. I have no idea if you're right.
It's not Eric Carmen.
Oh, he's a Cleveland boy.
He is a Cleveland boy. I see what you did. No, I appreciate that. It goes on the list. That is our third guess. Also, the concern that was DM'd us to us yesterday, more of a concern for Jen. That's next on Star 102. Should we get to the concern? Question. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Early morning crew, good morning.
Good morning.
Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 and all the socials. If you are part of the stream team, which means you listen through your Audacy app, AUDACY, thank you for doing so. It's a free app. You follow Star 102. You can listen to the podcast. You can listen live there as well. Listening in, reason I mentioned that, it's another way you can get in. Click on the microphone. Oh, I need to check those messages. I did not check those messages for a minute. All right. We were asked yesterday, I was DM'd directly and then also on the show, I believe it was on Instagram, because we started the game back up. You broke the rules last week. We started a new game. If you're just joining us, I put the name in the envelope and now I have it in a keyed box, a clear box, which you can see specifically Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. So you have no idea what the name is.
No, I don't. Stevie doesn't either.
So there's a major concern there that are you going to play the game when I'm off? Because I have some vacation. You know, summer! We all have vacation days.
Of course.
You have time off. I have time off. Stevie has time off coming up, right? Do you want to get vacation? Let's take some days off. I have some days off next month. So do you still play?
Tim, I really think there are two options here.
Okay.
If you take the day off. Number one, we take a guess and I, you know, say, oh, it's Dead Guy in Envelope. Is it... whoever. Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
He's not
We had
dead.
Like Houdini guests yesterday.
Yeah, Houdini. Right. Thank Houdini. You. That's what I was trying to think of. I couldn't think of it.
Eric Carmen today. Those
and
would be
I would have
guests.
To say to that person, I don't know, but let's write it down and ask Tim when he gets back. It's almost like we could collect the names while you're gone. Now, I don't know if that's ridiculous or not. I don't know. That's one option.
It is odd you not knowing.
It is.
As I take the call, just like we had the Eric Carmen. I don't know, Tim.
The other option, and this is yet another where it might be a hypothetical where I'd have to bring Stevie in and I'd have to ask her what she thinks, is I simply open the box.
No, I'm not.
When
leaving.
You're not here, find out who it is and play the game legit.
There is not a chance I'm leaving this box here. I will lock this box inside of another box, inside of another box. There is no way. I'll have to think about that in my locker or somewhere. So,
just saying.
Thank you for the concern. We appreciate that. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dale, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. It's real logical what you have to do. When you're on vacation, every morning you have to call a show and have them guess the game. And you could say yes or no. And then you go back to bed.
I love that. That's definitely a great idea.
That's my own punishment.
Yep. No matter what time zone you're in, no matter how late you stayed up the night before, you have to participate.
I didn't think this through. That's a great idea, Dale. Oh, no. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We're at 640. It's Stevie time. Stevie on the socials.
This may sound odd, but what's trending on TikTok lately is nostalgia. Everyone's talking about nostalgia. Everyone is sharing videos, and it's always most depressing music behind it with all these throwbacks back in the day. It just makes you sad.
Like missing your childhood.
Yes, but then it started a huge debate. People were talking about if they like nostalgia or hate nostalgia, because people are very serious on if they like it or hate the feeling.
Oh, I'm curious to hear what your opinion is, Steve.
Exactly. And see where you fall. That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So I've seen so many videos posted that are supposed to give you the feeling of nostalgia. It's like this big trend right now. It'll be like kind of like a sad, not super sad, but like a dramatic, slightly sad song with slideshows of things that are no longer around. It'll be like, you know, a mall in the early 2000s. Or
Ponderosa. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I've never seen one with Ponderosa, but
what do you miss?
Vibe,
it's gone. I understand.
Like a Blockbuster or a McDonald's Play Place.
Those are long gone.
Yeah, just, you know, things like that, and it makes you
this
sad.
This is the worst break ever. I'm all of a sudden sad. We're only 30 seconds into this
thing. That's good to know that it makes you sad, because some people, it makes them feel happy. So basically, a lot of the times, these are captioned like, quote, I forever wish I could go back in time, not to change things, but to feel them again. Things like that. Like, very, like, deep but sad. And then there's a creator named Joey Shaw, and he went viral with the video he made that just had text on it that said, I hate nostalgia so much. Like, what do you mean? I've lived an entire life that I will never live again, and I'll never get my childhood back.
Oh.
And the comments are, like, flooded with people saying that they agree with them and that nostalgia physically hurts them. Like, seeing these videos makes them feel pain.
I don't feel that. I like it. I think I like it.
Some people like it because it makes them think of the memories and see, you know, proof of that you're living life and feel like, wow, look at all the things I did in the past. It's very 50-50, and people just keep posting these nostalgic videos, and everyone's fighting in the comments of whether they like the feeling or hate the feeling.
I love when I come across like old toys, like it'll be like a slideshow, mm-hmm. like you're saying, and I'll slide through and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot that. Or like old, you know, hair products or perfumes or different things we had when we were kids that aren't around anymore. And I love that. Yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so great.
I saw one that made me so sad, and it was a Christmas one. And it was like,
oh, hang on to that. You got to get to that. That's a good call. And I think we're going to get to that next. And I also think that I get like, I'm excited to remember, but then also sad it's gone. Is that fair to be on both sides of
half and half?
Just explains nostalgia. Like that's what it's supposed to be, a complex feeling.
Oh, Christmas. Okay, let's get to that. Talking nostalgia. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. Stevie on the socials continues. You're talking Christmas?
Yeah, people on TikTok either love or hate nostalgia. Everyone's been talking about it. And there is a video about specifically the nostalgia feeling with Christmas. It has 32.6 million views. So a lot of views. And it's from the page Everything Christmas. So all they post is Christmas stuff. And it's a video that just says POV. It's the last day at school before winter break in the early 2000s. And it's just a slideshow of pictures of like arts and crafts they did in the classroom and the cookies they made and just like the vibe of the movies, the books, everything from being in school, having your Christmas party, celebrating the holidays in school in the early 2000s. And that is what made me sad. Then I started hating nostalgia because I was like, wow, I'll never be back in elementary school. having a Christmas party. It's just, it's Aww. Different. It's unlike anything else.
Well, should we do that here at Odyssey?
When what, we're, like Christmas crafts?
Yeah, we're Christmas station.
I mean, what can we do?
I got to tell you.
It'll never bring you back. You're right. But exactly. What can we do now?
I volunteered at most of my kids' Christmas parties for the craft, and I have supplies. We could definitely do some crafts.
Did you make
I
mean, it? Were you the room helper? Because that's
yes.
a tough one to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
oh,
wants
were
to get the Christmas
get
one.
Well, yes. But if you're the room mom, you get into all of them. You
like you're in for the year?
You're in for the year. Like
you're
there
the
were three
mom?
Major parties.
Not in Menor.
Not this year. For fourth grade.
Oh, that's a commitment though. But all it, year?
Yeah. But it was but we I yeah, and I always like to do the craft, but I have a ton of leftover craft supplies. We could do Christmas ones, we could do Valentine's,
I love
we could
Valentine's
do Halloween.
Day, making the boxes. See,
yes.
these are all this type of nostalgia, that's what makes me sad is the holidays. Because it's just not the same as when
Stevie, yeah, I will make a craft for you to do for Valentine's Day.
I don't like
Day.
Doing crafts, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
But what's the next crafty holiday that we can do? I mean, 4th of July, not real crafty.
Halloween.
No.
Can we tell Halloween?
Summering.
What are you going to do? You got 4th of July and Labor Day.
Yeah, like, I'm pushing it. We're into summer camp. I can't push the craftiness,
no.
but
mm-hmm.
yeah, we have
we
to
have
do
have
it.
Summerween.
And I feel bad for Stevie. We got to do a crafty Christmas with her.
I know.
We'll have a...
It's she the thing no. about it, though, is I didn't very... like doing the crafts.
You did not?
No, I'm
okay.
not. Like, I was not an artsy person, right, but well. Seeing these crafts done makes me remember the ones I made. And the top of my mom's Christmas tree is still the one I made in preschool.
See, that's
every
precious.
Year.
That
what,
I love
what
that.
Is it? What is the one you made?
It's an angel, but I thought the wings were supposed to be its hair, so it doesn't look right.
Stevie, get us a photo
and
of that.
And it's still on the tree, and I made it in preschool.
That is so cute. Please, please get us a photo of
angel
that.
Angel hair. Please.
So great. So great.
Your parents probably love it. It's the best
they
ornament
do.
Ever.
I'm like, how about we get a new one? Target, $5.
No, you can't do that.
See,
moms love stuff
the
like
nostalgia.
That.
They do. It is the best. So there we go. We need a picture of that stat. All right. That's a great Stevie
but
on the
I hope
socials.
No one got too sad.
Yeah.
All right. In case you missed it, there was some controversy over Sabrina Carpenter's album cover. So she's released a new one with a quote. And we'll catch you up in 60 seconds.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 73 degrees in Parma this morning. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Monster and Career Builder have filed for bankruptcy. These are the sites that people used to find jobs in the late 90s. Oh, nostalgia. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, saying they'll sell off parts of their businesses to different buyers. Spirit Halloween looking for seasonal employees. There are 50,000 jobs available. For their more than 1,500 retail locations, they typically open in August as 47% of U.S. consumers begin their Halloween shopping before October. I feel like you're one of those people. You go early.
I keep seeing you look at me. I was like,
I know.
Why is she looking at me?
Because you go every time you see it open, I feel like in August, you go.
So it's a catch-22. The Spirit Halloween, at least the last couple of years, and a lot of times they move around. The Spirit Halloween in Menor opens at the old Toys R Us, which, first of all, I like to go in there and I'll look at the Halloween stuff, but I want to go behind the curtain and see the old Toys R Us. That's what I try to do, and then they kick me out. Or tell me, sir, are you going the wrong way? You're not supposed to be that back
Can't
here.
Do that.
I want to see the old shelves.
Not appropriate.
So it's a catch-22 because Halloween is my wife's favorite holiday by a bajillion, but she's not going anywhere near there until October 1. I mean, because
she has like a
firm
start.
No, she will not. There's no way we would go in there in August. But it's open. Then Izzy sees it's open. Then she wants to go. So it's like, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck in the middle.
Yet I feel like I see you go in there.
Yeah, maybe. It's early enough you can say that. But okay. Waking up soon.
All right. After controversy over her latest album cover, Sabrina Carpenter has released an alternative option, saying on social media that the alternative cover was, quote, approved by God. And it's now available on her website. This album is called Man's Best Friend. It will be released August 29th. So did you see Taylor Swift was on stage for the first time in 6 months? What's really great about this event is it's this, it was a tight end university. This is a Travis Kelce thing, right? Her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. A weekend long event in Nashville. And this particular benefit concert was a $35 ticket. People had no idea. They went and Taylor Swift is there and she does a surprise performance, playing the guitar, performing Shake It Off. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable. You will see this happen, not to that level. You'll see this happen in Nashville a lot. Ed Sheeran jumps on stage or Noah. You will see this, not to this level. There is one thing, and you know, the Eras Tour, unbelievable. Travis Kelce football, and they've been laying low for quite a while, as you mentioned, for several months. There is one thing about Travis Kelce that I feel like is different and nobody has been talking about at all. It's totally different. Nobody's saying anything. And I don't understand why it's the case.
Are you going to say something about it?
Yes. Nobody is mentioning this at all. And I think it's glaringly different. But I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's Travis Kelce's hair. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It's definitely gone through an evolution. That's for sure.
I'm not saying that I love it or that I hate it. I'm not saying that at all. He's from here. The Kelce brothers represent Cleveland. They've got their garage beer, Super Bowl winner. I mean, the list goes on and on. I am certainly not here to knock that at all. It's clearly longer and different and parted in the middle. I don't know if he grew it out because Taylor Swift said he liked it. I don't know if it's for a role in numerous things that he said. I don't know why. I have no idea why. He normally has it shaved short. That's the look. That is the Travis Kelce look that we have known for, I don't want to say decades, but since he's played collegiate ball, probably at least. And now the flock is a-flying everywhere. New York City dates and Nashville and everything everywhere else.
Well, and now that you said that, I'm like Googling photos of Travis Kelce. And it's so funny. If you even remember during the football season, you could tell he started to grow it out. Remember the one where he just had the mustache and the hair is like, you know, it's kind of shaved on the sides and faded up into the length. My question about this is, and you just said yourself, and I have created an entire storyline in my head that Taylor Swift wanted him to grow this, right? To have like that more modern, longer hair. I mean, it's a very 90s haircut, I feel like.
It very much is.
And 90s style and trends are very in right now. But I feel like currently his hair, this is not the final product, right?
I think it is.
Like if you look, no way. This is the other day where it looks like
that's
the
final product.
It's like, no.
That is.
It
right
has
now, saved
to
by
be.
The bell. Saved by the bell right now done.
You think that's it?
Yes.
No.
Please weigh in on this. Is it the final product or do you like the long hair better than the buzz cut on Travis Kelce? I'm not making fun of it at all. I just don't understand how this flies under the radar and nobody's talking about his hair, which is significantly longer. Please weigh in on this. I just feel like we need to talk about it. And this is, I would like to know which you like better, or is this the end product? So what do you think? He's growing it longer?
Yeah.
To what?
It's gotta be that.
To man bun? To what?
Not to man bun, but I feel like he's growing it long enough so that when he goes, like if he takes his hands and runs them through his hair, like front to back, that the front pieces will reach the back. Do you know what I'm saying? Like a slickened.
Yeah.
And you know, there's somebody else here locally I noticed has done this recently too.
With the hair,
a TV personality.
Is he like 6'3"?
Yeah, I actually think he's like 6'4".
6'4"?
Yeah, like that.
Do you know him?
I happen to know
him. Oh, that is certainly next. Long hair, short hair. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Talking Travis Kelce.
My preference on him, I like his hair shorter. I always like that. I mean, this is definitely a look. I feel like it's a trend right now.
Of course.
I feel like I had mentioned just before, I know someone locally that has just recently done the same thing. And it was I don't know if he's reached the final product yet. He's on Fox 8 News at 7 o'clock. Joe Tuohy, my brother, has grown his hair. He's done this same thing that Travis Kelce has done, where it's long and situation where you, like I was saying before, if you slick your hands through your hair and push it back, it almost all falls to that backle region smoothly. And I do feel like this was wife encouraged by for my brother.
We listen to that.
Right.
If they like the look or it's hot, we are doing that. Absolutely.
And I feel like in a similar fashion, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, like she encouraged him to do that. And I feel like Taylor Swift is also around the same age as my sister-in-law. And I feel like it's just a thing right now. Maybe that's it. It's a trend, right?
So you don't think that this is the Travis Kelce final product?
I think he's going to go longer, although now I'm trying to find a
pick. Now you're getting to football season. You want that hot hair during football season? He's going to shave it again.
That's going to be moist under the helmet.
Oh, it's definitely moist under the helmet. I don't think that works out.
This is not a picture I could ever post to my brother, but like, look how long his hair got. But I guess he trimmed it up. He does have an Oculus on his head.
Could not post that picture.
No, I would never post that photo. Oops. I only took it to embarrass him personally. But like, it's a lot of hair.
All right.
Would
just thought
you,
I'd bring it up. Nobody talks about the
would
hair.
Would you, if encouraged, grow your hair that long?
Yes.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
And you'd have like that side, like it's like a, it's almost like a man bob. In
the oh, to that? I thought you meant like to the Joe Tuohy level. Like
no,
where
no,
you
no.
Can just
I'm talking
it back.
Travis Kelce.
No, I don't particularly care for that the current look. That's why I'm hoping that it's continuing.
It's temporary.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. It's just, it's
Taylor
longer.
Swift.
Nobody talks about it. Thought I'd bring it up. That's all. Nobody says anything about it.
Well, it's not like he's going to tell Taylor Swift no.
Exactly. No. No.
No.
Plus, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.